Football on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Today's game is powered by Coke Zero. Zero means it's game day. The NJEA, making public schools great for every child. Surf Taco, with 9 locations in Monmouth and Ocean County. Good food, good people, good vibe. By RKE Athletic, helping outfit the Monmouth Hawks high school and rec teams. Route 71 in Wall. And the Monmouth University Department of Athletics. This is the Monmouth Hawks Radio Network. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
Less than 60 miles separate these two Garden State rivals, and as they match up for the second time tonight, huge implications for the upcoming conference tournament. We welcome you in live to the Multipurpose Activity Center here on the Shore Sports Network, 1160, 1310 a.m., shoresportsnetwork.com. Happy to be joined alongside Steve Bazzaz. I'm Matt Harmon, and Steve, this one obviously doesn't need a whole lot of buildup. We know the implications going in. We'll be able to break it down during the course of the broadcast today in terms of a seeding spot for both of these teams. This one obviously huge, but breaking news that came out today really affecting the Rider lineup.
Their big man in the middle, Matt Lopez, their 7-foot center. He actually leads the MAC in field goal percentage and is third in rebounding. He is out for the rest of the season with a torn ACL. That's enormous news. Really tough for Rider, but enormous news at the top of the league.
Teams coming in here fighting for a 2, 3, or 4. That's where these teams are going to fall over the course of the next 4 days or so, when it all gets shaken out come Sunday when everyone is done with their regular season. Rider coming in 19-10 overall, 13-5 in league play. Monmouth 16-13, 12-6 in league play. One of those 12 league wins, a thrilling win down in Lawrenceville on January 12th, 55-54.
Rider controlled a lot of that game, and that it was Justin Robinson and the defense of Max DeLeo making a lot of plays late. Monmouth went on a run towards the end of that game, took control, and really stole one in Lawrenceville earlier this year.
You think about this one. Let's go through a couple of quick keys before we take a break for the national anthem.
Matt Lopez, without him, Rider becomes a lot more guard-oriented. Teddy Okie-Raffer has been on a tear right now. He's averaging 16-6 in his last 5 games. You also have Jimmy Taylor, who can really stroke it from the outside, and Zedrick Sadler off the bench. You have to guard that three-headed monster. And then Monmouth also has to execute and take care of the ball. Monmouth loves to score off Rider loves to score off of turnovers, so they have to take care of the ball against Rider's changing defenses.
Let's take a quick time out here for the national anthem. We'll come back, break this one a little bit more in detail, get the starting lineups out, and also get set for tip-off. We'll take a 90-second timeout. We're back right after this with more on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
Our pregame show tonight is presented by First Atlantic Credit Union. Visit firstatlanticcu.com. Time to take a peek at our starting lineups. They're presented by ServPro of Eatontown Long Branch. Visit servproeatontownlongbranch.com. For Rider, who comes in 19-10, 13-5 in league play, they will start in the backcourt. Number 0, Khalil Thomas, 6'7", 210-pound sophomore. Be joined by number 3, Jimmy Taylor, the 6'3", 195-pound sophomore. Teddy Okie-Raffer will start in the backcourt tonight as well. 6'4", 195-pound junior, the former transfer from VCU. Anthony D'Orazio gets the start in the backcourt tonight as well. 6'2", 185 pounds, graduate student, former transfer from Lehigh. They'll all be joined by Xavier Lundy, 6'7", 220-pound sophomore out of Paulsboro, New Jersey. The head coach is Kevin Baggett in his third year, the 1989 graduate of St. Joe's, 54 and 42. Overall. Time now to take a look at the lineup for Monmouth University. Their head coach, King Rice, in his fourth year, 49-75 overall. This year, the Hawks, their best year under the Rice regime, 16-13, 12-6 in league play. Three guards to start tonight, anchored by number 3, Max DeLeo. The 6'1", 195-pound senior will play in his 113th game tonight. We'll tie him with John Giraldo for 19th all-time with 113. Deion Jones, number 5, gets the start in the backcourt. The former Mr. Basketball in Delaware, 6'6", 210 pounds, also a transfer out of Townsend. Justin Robinson, who's been about as good as anybody in the league all year long. His name up and down all of the league leaders in tons of statistical categories. 5'8", 160-pound sophomore out of Lake Katrine, New York. The front court, number one, Brees Kafani, the transfer in from Providence, number two in the league in blocks. Kafani goes 6'8", 205 pounds, and joined up front by number 33, Zach Tillman, the 6'10", 280-pound sophomore from Yeadon, Pennsylvania. Our injury report tonight presented by Barnabas Health. Visit them online at barnabashealth.org. Barnabas Health, a proud supporter of Monmouth Athletics. For the Hawks, Greg Nowak, who's missed the entire year with concussion issues, he is out. Josh James out with foot surgery earlier this month. And as we talked about in the open, Matt Lopez, the 7-foot transfer from LaSalle and Utah State, will not play for the remaining part of the year. Torn ACL, suffered just a game or two ago. Huge blow for Ryder. Sets this up. Steve, when you look at it overall, Iona knows they will be the number one seed in the upcoming conference tournament, which will start next week. Monmouth, Ryder, and Manhattan, they all know they'll be somewhere between 2, 3, and 4, but everyone, I think, trying to figure out a way to get that 2 or 3 spot and maybe avoid Iona all the way until the final.
So what Monmouth needs to do, Matt, is win tonight and also win their last game of the season Sunday, home against Siena. They also need some help. They need Iona to defeat Manhattan tomorrow night. If all those things happen, Monmouth will be the number two seed. That'll be their highest league finish since 2005, when Monmouth was the one in the NEC tournament 10 years ago, unbelievably.
Opportunity tonight to get 17 wins on the year. That would clinch a winning season for Monmouth for the first time since 2005 and 2006, when MU went 19-15 and made their way all the way to the NCAA tournament.
That was a wonderful season, Matt, and it was great to be a part of it. And I am very, very excited for this game. I've been counting down the days for this game to tip off, and the minutes now getting ready, 8 o'clock start. But a lot of buzz in the gym, great student section tonight. Should be a good one.
Monmouth women's team won earlier against Manhattan. That game started at 5, which is why we're starting at 8. Three-man referee crew tonight, Jeff Anderson, Rob Riley, and Andy O'Brien. Monmouth in their home whites tonight. Monmouth across the chest in the dark blue. Name and number in blue on the back of the jersey. Number on the front as well. White shorts. Ryder in their away burgundy uniforms. Ryder across the chest in white with the gray outline. White numerals and white names across the back. Matt Harmon, Steve Bazzaz getting set for this one on a Thursday night in West Long Branch, set for some basketball. Lock it in on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. Hawks will win the opening tip as Kafani able to outjump Khalil Thomas. It'll be Justin Robinson to start with the basketball. MU moving right to left on your radio dial. Robinson setting it up off on the left side. Tillman will flash out high. DeLeo gets it between the circles. Work off on the right side for Kafani. Jones top of the key. Good ball fake. Moving one-on-one against D'Orazio, but called for steps on his way to the basket. First turnover of the night and Ryder basketball.
I thought Zach Tillman had Khalil Thomas on his back in the post. Jones has to be able to catch the ball, look right inside to Tillman first before he makes that move.
Think about, as we go through the early going, maybe a matchup that Monmouth can look to exploit here in the early part of the game. Okie Raffer kicking it outside for Jimmy Taylor. Here's Thomas with a long-range jumper from the left side. That's off the mark. Jones finds Robinson in transition. DeLeo will bypass the three, give it to Tillman top of the key. Plenty of space for him to shoot, but no threat from the outside. Robinson will drive off the left. Stop of the elbow, give to Kafani. 18-footer on the way. Side iron, no good. Jones tries to fight for it. He's fouled down inside by D'Orazio, who will commit his first loose ball foul, first team foul on Ryder. 19:09 to go. No score.
But Jones being aggressive, going to the offensive glass there. D'Orazio holds him up just a little bit. Gets called for the foul. Monmouth has it baseline out of bounds.
Shaded to the left side of the basket. Jones will get the throw in from Robinson. DeLeo kicking back off for Jones. Down inside the easy feed for Tillman, but he misses the bunny from the left side. And Ryder will pull it away. Okie Raffer in transition. Number 19 in the league in points per game. Off the screen and roll. Loose ball picked up by D'Orazio. Down inside. Thomas has a shot rejected by Kafani. Okie Raffer gets the loose ball. His three on the way, no good. Kafani couldn't grab the rebound. Lundy up over the top of him. D'Orazio will feed off. Thomas, right side layup. His shot is blocked away by Kafani. Jones here in transition. Good head of steam. Right side layup up and in. And Monmouth with a 2-0 advantage. 18-28 to go in the opening half.
The Rider head coach Kevin Baggett is beside himself right now. I guess he wanted a goaltending, and it was awfully close. The first Kofani block was wonderful. The second Kofani block could have been goaltending. Deion Jones goes coast-to-coast to finish. Matt, on the Monmouth baseline out-of-bounds play, they worked the last 2 days going against the zone D of Ryder. Baseline out-of-bounds executed to perfection. Tillman's got to finish.
Whistle was blown, but no timeout. Granted, one way or the other, Ryder basketball. Taylor trying to shake himself forward. He's checked by DeLeo. Each wearing their same numbers, both number three, Jones and Oki Raffer, both wearing number five. That's the matchup this time for Monmouth in the man-to-man. Kick out, Lundy's three. That's good from the left side, top of the key. Ryder takes the 3-2 edge.
Xavier Lundy is a four-man, but he's very versatile, can step out and shoot, knock it down. Nice shot from him.
Kofani helps Robinson break the timeline with a pass ahead to the front court. Justin will go back and collect with 17:45 to go in the opening half. Ryder the 3-2 edge. Robinson starting right, going left, gives off to Jones on the left wing. Dumped down inside for Tillman. Pass is intercepted by Lundy. Ryder out of the break with a 4-on-3. Taylor, good little ball fake. Step back jumper left corner. Hit the top of the backboard. Jones pulled down the loose ball. Full head of steam on his way to the basket. Stop of the foul line. Kick out for Robinson. Feed down for Kofani on the left block. Tillman will come in. Miss the jam, but he is fouled. And will go to the free throw line for a pair.
Well, without Lopez in there, looks like the Monmouth Hawks are making a concerted effort to go inside. Kofani caught the ball on the block. Great dive by Zach Tillman. I love him going up aggressive there, looking for the slam.
Tillman will get two. Hits just under 61% on the season. Front iron there. Monmouth, an excellent free throw shooting team. Number two in the league and 44th overall in the NCAA Division I level.
Two of Monmouth's biggest improvements, Matt, this season. Their defense has been phenomenal at the top of the league, and also their free throw percentage. Big reason why Monmouth at the top of the league.
Tillman makes one of two to tie the score at three. D'Orazio, who's harassed by Robinson. I think that's a good matchup for Monmouth defensively. D'Orazio spinning his way forward. Have his shot blocked by Tillman. Robinson saves it from going out of bounds. Three blocks in the early going for the Monmouth defense. Jones open from three. Left corner. That one off the mark. Tillman to grab the offensive rebound. Extra possession, Monmouth. DeLeo feeding down on the post for Kofani right side. Drive to the basket. Have his shot blocked away by Thomas. Ryder comes away. Frantic early pace by both of these teams. Oki Raffer will give to Lundy. Flip off on the right side for Jimmy Taylor. Jones draws him off the switch. Penetrate and a whistle will come on Deion Jones. He'll get whistled for his first. Substitution into the game. Zedrick Sadler will come in. The 6'3 junior from Detroit, Michigan. Led the team in assists a season ago. As Ryder plays in their 30th game of the year, he's played in all 30. Definitely a spark off the bench. D'Orazio will give to Oki Raffer, who will pull back out. D'Orazio, top of the key, three. Late rotation for Monmouth. And D'Orazio makes the Hawks pay to put the Bronx up 6-3.
D'Orazio shoots about 33% from three. He can knock it down. Gets a look there off the Monmouth zone when they went zone baseline out of bounds.
DeLeo with a 2-on-2. Feed down inside. Tillman reverse layup from the right side. Make it 6-5. Ryder with 16:05 to go in the opening half. Oki Raffer quickly back the other way. Kofani pinned it against the glass, but this time Kevin Baggett will get his goaltend. Put two up on the board for the Bronx, who now lead 8-5.
And King Rice very unhappy with Deion Jones as Oki Raffer got basically a clear line to the basket off the outlet pass. He needs Deion Jones to cut him off. What I do like, though, even though he got called for a goaltend, Breach Kofani has been all over the glass protecting the rim early on in this game.
DeLeo will check out. Jones will check out. Andrew Nicholas and Austin Tillman come in for the first time tonight. We also get our first look at Junior Fortunat for Ryder, the 6'9 senior from Montreal. Here's Tillman on his way to the basket. He's fouled. And with 15:47 to go, we get our first media timeout. Why don't we keep it here this time around, as we didn't have a whole lot of time going into the pregame show. Ryder with an 8-5 advantage right now on Monmouth. And, Steve, as we look at the implications for this game overall, after tonight, both of these teams will have one game remaining. Ryder will be home for Marist. Monmouth will be home for Siena. So a win tonight, certainly for Monmouth, will give them the tiebreak situation against Ryder, as they were able to beat him down in Lawrenceville, could beat him here tonight. So a tie record, favor that one for Monmouth. I think a loss here for the Hawks, all of a sudden you start thinking maybe the 2 seed is out of reach, and you might drop all the way to the 4 seed with a loss here tonight.
Yeah, and that would potentially put you up with a first round matchup against Canisius, who has clinched the 5 seed, and then if you were able to survive that round, you would play then Iona in the semifinals. Now, if you get the 2 seed, you hopefully survive your first round game, which could be a team like St. Peter's, who's right now in the 7 spot. And then if you were to win that game, you would potentially play Ryder again, or without Matt Lopez, they struggle, and then a team like Quinnipiac jumps up and beats them, assuming that Quinnipiac wins their 6-11 matchup in the first round. So much left to do, but it's right now that's how it's unfolding a little bit.
And Manhattan, the one team that's maybe the X factor in all of this, as this is the only league game taking place tonight, Monmouth and Ryder. Bunch of teams will play tomorrow, and then everybody else will kind of finish up things on Sunday. As it sits right now, Iona 1 with the tiebreakers. Ryder 2, they're 13-5, game better than Manhattan and Monmouth. Manhattan has the tiebreaker against Monmouth with 2 wins against the Hawks. So if the tournament started today, Manhattan would be 3, Monmouth 4, Canisius 5, Quinnipiac 6, St. Peter's, Siena, Niagara, Fairfield, and Marist would how it would wind things up as it sits right now. But as you just said, so much basketball left to be played, with everyone other than Canisius still having 2 league games left to go.
And how about Siena in the 8-9 game right now against Niagara? Siena on their home floor where the MAC tournament's being played. If they were to win that game, they would play the number 1 seed, Iona. How about playing the 8 seed if you're Iona on their home floor?
Yeah, that's basically a road game. Tough draw. Tillman will put it in play after that last foul. Chris Brady's checked into the game for the first time tonight. Brady, who had 4 points against Ryder the first time these teams matched up. Robinson gets the pass to clear and set up some space. 3-point on the way. Robinson side iron, no good. Rebounds taken down by Lundy. Sather will push it up court here for the Bronx. D'Orazio pulls things back up top side. Flip off. Oki Raffer's 3 is off the mark and no good. Rebounded down inside by Sadler. Fortunat down on the right block, going one-on-one against Brady. That one is missed, and Kofani will handle the loose ball for Monmouth.
Nice job by Kofani coming over, grabbing that rebound.
Robinson down in transition. Nicholas gave up a baseline jumper. Around the perimeter, the ball will go. Left side for Austin Tillman. Trying to clear some space out. Kofani, open 15-footer from the left side. That's good for Brees Kofani, who will cut it to 8-7.
How about the development of Brees Kofani's offensive game, getting more and more comfortable knocking down that 15-foot jump shot?
Had 2 points last time these teams played. 2 points early in the going tonight. Oki Raffer trying to save it from going out of bounds on a failed alley-oop. Robinson will grab it. Tillman in transition. Left side layup. His shot was blocked. Kofani with the putback. That's no good. And then the loose ball handled by D'Orazio. Oki Raffer pushes it up court. 14:20 to go. It's Ryder 8, Mama 7.
Kofani was off balance when he grabbed that offensive rebound. Caught it, went up with it, fading away from the basket.
Lundy flashes out high. Hands off now to Sadler. Sadler goes away from the screen. Penetrates left. Step back. Jumper from 15 is good. Tough move by Zedrick. Sadler give Ryder a 10-7 advantage.
Now Sadler's a very talented offensive player. Shoots almost 38% from 3. Can also get to the rim. Nice pull-up jump shot by him.
Robinson working hard against Sadler. Gets tripped up just a little bit, and Sadler will be whistled for the foul. It'll be his second, team's 4th. We get some subs into the game. One for Monmouth as Colin Stewart will get his first action. Replace Brees Kofani. Sean Valentine, number 14, will enter for the first time for Ryder. And Jimmy Taylor back into the game. Anthony Durham just checking in, the freshman from Philly. Hasn't seen a ton of time during the course of the year. Average is only about 5 minutes, but remember, Ryder might have to take a different tack tonight and work some of their guards a bit more.
Absolutely, and boy, Ryder is built. All their players seem to be the same, long and athletic.
Robinson around the perimeter. Stewart gives up a three-ball opportunity. Of course, Matt Lopez not playing here tonight, out for the year with a torn ACL. Robinson has his shot rejected out of bounds by Junior Fortunat. 16 on the shot clock as Max DeLeo will come back in and replace Robinson, who gets an early break.
A good job by Fortunat there, coming over from the weak side, blocking that shot.
Big smile by Robinson as he heads to the bench. And that was a tough matchup down inside. Stewart will get the long inbound pass back near the half-court emblem as Tillman will now take things over and set the play up topside. A couple of bounces off to his left. Stewart, one dribble left, will take the three. Miss it just off the mark. Rebound it down inside by Fortunat. Okie Raffer pushes things up court. Stutter move down the right side of the lane. Cut off of the block. Turnaround jumper goes glass and knocks it in. Big move there by Okie Raffer. Ryder up 12-7.
A big reason why Ryder's having such a great season. Okie Raffer, the transfer from VCU, has really solidified them at point guard. And like we said in the open, he's been really on a tear lately.
Sat out last year. Played 32 games for VCU in his one season. Stewart off on the right side. Good spin move to the baseline. And a foul on his way. Extension of the leg. It'll be Sean Valentine to be whistled for that. His first, team's fifth. Fifth team foul already on Ryder. Monmouth has only been whistled for one. DeLeo will set the baseline inbound play. Nicholas stops out and will miss the 10-footer from the right side.
Andrew Nicholas fading away from his shot. Why he was short.
Okie Raffer. Stopping foul line, trying to feed down inside for Fortunat. Pinned off underneath the hoop. Good ball movement around the perimeter. Valentine wide open from downtown. Right side three is no good. Put back attempt by Jimmy Taylor is good. Nobody blocked him out. And Ryder's doubled things up on the scoreboard, 14-7.
A good rotations by Monmouth. Great ball movement by Ryder. Like you said, Matt, nobody blocked out Jimmy Taylor on the weak side.
Brady down on the right block. Back in Fortunat down. Kick out pass on the left wing for Nicholas. Trying to go one-on-one with Taylor. Brady again at the left elbow this time. 12 on the ticker as Tillman will drive, penetrate. Right side layup is well short. And the loose ball picked up by Okie Raffer. Things favoring Ryder here early on. Less than 12 to go. Bronx are up 14-7. Valentine around the perimeter. Hands off to Durham on the right side. Taylor will pull back out. Those who thought this would be easy without Lopez, clearly misguided. Taylor with it, and he's bumped by DeLeo. That'll get us the under 12 media timeout. 11:35 to go in the opening half. It's been controlled by the Bronx early on, 14-7. Ryder on top. We step out here for 60 seconds. Back right after this with more Monmouth basketball on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network.
Follow Monmouth Hawks basketball all season long on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and WOBMAM.com.
As Ryder leads Monmouth here 14-7, 11:35 to go in the opening half. Take a moment to remind you to like Monmouth University Athletics on Facebook, follow at MU Hawks on Twitter, and visit youtube.com/MonmouthHawks for videos with MU coaches, players, and more. You can find every social media page associated with Monmouth University Athletics in one place at MonmouthHawks.com/connect. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Aramark, proud to be Monmouth University's official food service provider, and Scala's Pizzeria, a proud supporter of the Monmouth Hawks. Give them a call at 732-222-8728 or visit them online at scalaspizzeria.com.
Well, right now, Monmouth off to a very cold start, shooting the ball only 3 of 14 from the field. That's 21%. Ryder shooting 6 of 15. They also have two threes in this game. But I like how Brees Kofani has probably saved some points around the rim as well. Ryder could even be leading by more.
Kofani, who had three blocks against Ryder the first time these teams played, coming out with some early passion. But, you know, again, you think about it, and the calling card, as we talked about, for Monmouth all season long has been good defense. Right now they're being out-defensed by Ryder, and you're going to shoot 21% from the floor, you're going to have a pretty hard time figuring out ways to score points, ultimately figuring out ways to win basketball games.
And like you said, even without Lopez in the game, Ryder's still a very, very good team. All their guards are built very similar. They're all long and athletic. Oki Rapper's a very good player. They do guard you, and then they want to run the floor and turn you over and then score in transition.
Ryder basketball off the break. Durham with it. Oki Raffer off on the right side. Valentine gets a touch. Feed down inside for Fortunat. Backing down Tillman, who checked back in and will get called for steps. Good defense that time around by big Zach Tillman.
Without Lopez, guys like Xavier Lundy and Junior Fortunat, Khalil Thomas, their roles expand. That's Fortunat catching the ball in the post there and not Lopez.
Tillman down inside. Right side layup is no good. But he is fouled and will go back to the line. And Fortunat, a guy who's got some experience. I mean, played a ton of games for Ryder last year and in prior years. 6'9", 235, good size. You know, I don't think as polished, perhaps, offensively as a guy like Lopez. But if you take all of the inside pieces and put them together, you might get the same production as you would from Lopez.
What I think is going to hurt Ryder is in their game against Niagara, where they lost at home, they shot poorly in the second half and struggled shooting the ball. Having a guy like Lopez to run your offense through is so vital and so important. It takes a lot of pressure off your guards. Just to get an easy basket down low, or even if he just catches the ball and swings the ball opposite on a skip pass, just makes your offense that much easier to execute.
One of two for Tillman from the free throw line. Make it 14-8. Mama setting up a trap at half court. Almost got Taylor to turn it over. Less than 11 to go here in the first half. Ryder 14, Monmouth 8. Durham with it, left side. Picks up the dribble, steps through the double. Valentine, great ball fake, penetrates to the rim, and he's fouled on his way up. Will go to the free throw line for two shots. Austin Tillman will get whistled for the foul. His first, team's third. We should talk, both of these teams coming off of pretty tough losses the last time they were out. Monmouth dropped that heartbreaker to Ionas, and you just referenced the tough one for Ryder the last time out to Niagara.
Yeah, and Ryder-Niagara, I went back and watched that game. A pretty well-played ball game. The difference, Emil Blackman for Niagara went for 30 points in that game. And as a team, Niagara shot 10 of 22 from 3, where Ryder only shot 5 of 19. The difference in the game was really the three-point shooting from Niagara. Emil Blackman had 6 threes in that game, really went off.
And free throws. Ryder shot the ball poorly from the line, 10 of 20. Niagara went 15 of 16. 10:35 to go in the opening half, 15-8, as Ryder makes one of two in that last trip from the free throw line. Tillman on the dump down to Zach Tillman. Zach will go to the baseline and hit the little baby hook with the right hand to make it 15-10 in favor of Ryder.
A nice looking move, patient move there by Zach Tillman.
Durham will pull back out and reset, flip off on the left side for Jimmy Taylor. Durham getting it back. Hanging on the perimeter. Crossover on Deion Jones. Will get into the paint. Have the shot blocked away by Jones. Able to get his own loose ball back. Wide open now from the right corner. That one missed off the mark. DeLeo will go to the floor. Battle with Taylor. Battle with Valentine. Jump ball will be called in the possession hour. It'll be Ryder basketball.
Well, let's see if Ryder scores off this possession now. Monmouth missed a couple opportunities there. After a block, both Tillmans didn't grab the ball. Then you have the jump ball here. DeLeo had a great box out. Nobody else really helped out on the glass.
Ball put back in play here. Zedrick Sadler has come back in. Khalil Alford has checked in for the first time tonight for Ryder, who's going pretty deep into their bench here in this first half, in which they lead 15-10 with 9:40 to go in the opening half. Sadler kicks for Alford. Checked by Jones. Back between the circles for Sadler. Getting a screen from Khalil Thomas, who's back in. Sadler left elbow jumper is short. Tillman with a good strong rebound down inside. Robinson will push here for Monmouth. He just checked in at the last whistle. Crossover. Justin Robinson goes glass on the right side. Has such great body control when he's in the air.
Justin Robinson going hard to the rim, hanging in the air just for a split second, and then banking it in.
Robinson's first two makes it 15-12. Valentine, who's played by Nicholas. We hit the 9-minute mark remaining here in the first half. Taylor will dump it down for Alford. Spin against Deion Jones. Runs into Tillman. Ball was partially blocked, and then the layup attempt was missed on the right side. Loose ball grabbed by Monmouth. Here's Jones in transition. Good feed from Robinson. Can't get it off on the left side.
I like that pass there by Robinson. Finding a streaking Jones. Couldn't finish with his left hand.
Kick out. This one for Valentine. The open three. Halfway down, but no good. Ryder starting to go cold. They're 0 for their last five. Robinson in transition. Nicholas penetrating. Gives to DeLeo. Wide open three. DeLeo hits it.
A nice secondary break basketball there. Robinson pitches ahead to Nicholas. He draws the defense. Finds Max DeLeo trailing the play. Max takes his time. Nails the three.
7-0 run for Monmouth is tied it at 15 with 8:10 to go now in the opening half. Taylor dumping it down for Thomas, but it's intercepted by DeLeo off the deflected ball. Touched it to himself. Up ahead, Jones finding Nicholas. Will give up the 1-3. Take another. That one knocked around the rim, but couldn't fall through. 7:50 and rolling. Ryder basketball. Bronx will slow it down here just a second. Sadler around the screen. Stop it at the foul line. Kicking for a wide open Jimmy Taylor. Left side three is an air ball. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Deion Jones. It'll be Ryder basketball when we come back from the under eight media break. 7:41 to go in the opening half. The three by Max DeLeo has tied it for Monmouth at 15. We're back in 60 seconds with more Hawks basketball on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
And tonight's game brought to you in part by the members of the New Jersey Education Association, working to make public schools great for every child, and by Jersey Mike's Subs. Visit the Jersey Mike's location on the corner of Route 36 and Monmouth Road in Carriage Square, or order online at jerseymikes.com today. 7:41 to go on the opening half. Matt Harmon, Steve Bazaz, we're all tied, partner, at 15.
Ryder has cooled off. They're 0 for their last six. Credit the Monmouth defense for stepping it up a little bit. Monmouth on that 7-0 run to tie this game.
Teams coming back on. Monmouth will go with Nicholas Robinson, Brady Kofani, and Deion Jones. Oki Raffer has checked back in. Sadler, Valentine, Fortunat, and D'Orazio, the five on the floor for the Bronx. Ryder almost whistled for a five-second call. Late to get it in. Sadler will maintain possession here, right perimeter. Four or five bounces off on the left. Now changing gears, staying left. Good feed down inside. Fortunat, who was blocked from the backside by Nicholas, but with contact. It will send Junior Fortunat to the free throw line for two shots.
A Ryder went screen and roll on that play with Fortunat, and Brady was caught out hedging pretty far. But what has to happen there is that the weak side guys on the Hawks have to get into the lane and take away that roll man, and they didn't. Fortunat got an attempt there at the rim.
First one coming for Fortunat. Ryder does not shoot free throws well at all as a team. They are last in the league, hitting just 62%. Fortunat has been part of that all during the course of the year. He is a pretty dismal 39% from the free throw line. Missed the first, second here to try and untie the score at 15. Back iron much too strong. Chris Brady able to save the ball from going out of bounds. Monmouth looking to take the lead here with a bucket. Jones off on the left side, bouncing it down to Kofani on the left block. Drew a double team for a second. Kofani goes strong to the rim, pinned off there for a second by Fortunat, and able to come away with a loose ball as Ryder. Oki Raffer pushes off to Sadler, who will set the offense. Picked up the dribble between the circles. Xavier Lundy gets a touch. Now Fortunat down on the right block. One-on-one against Brady. Hook shot with the left hand right up over the top of the 6'10 Brady to put Ryder back up 17-15.
King Rice and assistant coach Brian Reese giving it to Brees Kofani. They wanted him to either come and double-team Fortunat or come from the weak side and block that shot.
Robinson gives to Nicholas right corner. Robinson gets it back, gives for Jones. 6.5 minutes to go in the first half. Jones clears out some space. Right elbow jumper is no good. Kofani will get whistled for one up over the top, trying to keep the offensive rebound alive. For Kofani, that will be his first, team's fifth.
Tough shot there from Deion Jones. Step back, Jay. A pretty good defense by Ryder, and then a good block out.
Okie Raffer will walk it up court this time around. 6:20 to go in the opening half. Ryder plus two up on the scoreboard. D'Orazio gets a touch right perimeter. Fortunato flashes out between the circles. Flips off left side for Sadler. Okie Raffer now checked by Robinson. Feeds right for D'Orazio. One dribble left. Feeds back right side for Sadler. At the foul line, a step back is Lundy. Sadler thinking about the three from the right side. Go down on the block on the right side for Fortunato. Trying to make the same move against Brady. This time will go right, come back to the rim, and then get tied up by his own man, Lundy. I thought that would have been a travel, but instead they'll give a mammoth foul on it on Chris Brady. Did you see what I saw?
I didn't even think Brady was near to play, to be quite honest with you, Matt. But Ryder gets the call there, and that'll be Mammoth's 16th foul. Fortunato is seemingly having his way with Chris Brady, so we'll see if King Rice wants to just double-team it. When Fortunato catches the ball in the post, will Kofani come over and double-team it hard?
Colin Stewart has checked in for Mammoth. Jimmy Taylor has checked back in for Ryder. Deflected ball out of bounds. It will stay with the Bronx. Robinson got a hand on it. He's always active defensively. Six in the league in steals per game. In the backcourt, Okie Raffer with 20 on the shot clock. 5:35 to go in half number one. Top of the key, looking for the screen and roll with Fortunato. Picks up the dribble, extra pass left corner. Taylor will take the three, hit the side of the backboard, and go out of bounds. Trying to say that Robinson got a piece of it, but the referees won't buy any of that.
Jimmy Taylor shoots 40% from three. He had five first-half threes against Mammoth in Lawrenceville. He is ice cold, and none of his shots in his first half have even been close, Matt.
And one of four, he has the 2 points. Mammoth basketball trailing by a bucket. Robinson off on the left side. Kofani open from eight. Will take a dribble, try to make it a four-footer. Wild runner over the top of his right shoulder. Brady able to keep the ball alive. Kofani will catch it through the lane. Stewart off on the right side. Penetrate. Stop from six from the right block. No good. Deflected ball. And Nicholas, who's wide open from three. And he'll connect. Nicholas from downtown puts Mammoth up 18-17 with 4:45 to go in the first half.
If Andrew Nicholas can get rolling, what a huge asset that would be for the Mammoth Hawks. He gets the kick out, and he takes his time. He was wide open, bends his knees, knocks it down.
36-3-pointer of the year for Nicholas. Okie Raffer open for Fortunato, who went up to dunk it and then gets met at the rim by Kofani. Got a lot of ball, but also a lot of body and some arm as well. That was a pretty good collision there at the rim.
And that is a great contest by Brees Kofani. You appreciate him contesting that shot. He picks up the foul, but like we talked about just a couple possessions before, Matt, Junior Fortunato shoots 39%. So instead of getting an easy dunk and an easy 2 points, you send him to the line and make him earn it.
Fortunato's first. For Kofani, that's his second. First free throw is missed. He'll get one more to follow. Now 0 of 3 from the stripe, and none of them have been very pretty looking.
No, and again, great foul, Brees Kofani. He gets so many fouls hedging screens 30 feet away from the basket. That's a good foul right there.
He'll stay in with the two fouls. Fortunato able to make one of two to tie the score at 18. 4.5 minutes to go as Robinson will walk the ball up court for Mammoth. Break the timeline with the dribble. Flip off on the left side. Perimeter pass for Colin Stewart. In the corner, Nicholas trying to make it two in a row. And will! Nicholas from downtown makes it 21-18. Mammoth. Kevin Baggett has seen enough. He is not happy with Sean Valentine, who couldn't get out on Nicholas quick enough. We'll keep it here. It's a 30-second timeout with 4:13 to go. You said if Nicholas can get out, that's always a good thing for Mammoth. Back-to-back bombs from long range.
What a guy to bring in off your bench. If he can get rolling for a MAC tournament play, that would be huge. You know, he's been off a little bit recently in the Iona game, had some real big shots that he couldn't knock down. He was short on a lot of shots, but right now, hopefully he can get some confidence and get it rolling.
And this is the time of the year when you need your seniors to play like seniors, like their careers are coming to a close. Nicholas, who's been a starter much of his career here at Mammoth, has moved into a bench role this year, scored his 1,000th point all the way back against Towson in November, and continuing to get things up and running here for Mammoth, who leads 21-18. Okie Raffer checked by Robinson. Feed off on the right perimeter, Valentine. Dumped down on the block for Fortunato. Bodied up by Brady. Fortunat will try that left-handed hook shot, and again, up over the top of Brady.
Fortunat just seems, even in Lawrenceville game earlier on this season, he seemed to have his way with Brady, so I think Brady's either going to have to front that and not get caught behind him, or again, Kofani's got to come over to help.
Kofani here will get caught for one of those bad fouls, setting an illegal screen. So maybe a bit of a gamble for King Rice to leave him on with the two, trying to make sure he didn't get his third before the end of the half. Won't pay off. He'll sit as we go to break. 3:41 to go here in the opening half. It's Mamba 21, Ryder 20. We're back in 60 seconds with more Hawks basketball on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network.
Follow Monmouth Hawks basketball all season long on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and WOBMAM.com.
Tonight's game brought to you in part by the Boathouse Bar and Grill at 1309 Main Street in Belmar. Proud supporter of Monmouth University Athletics. Visit their website at boathousebarandgrill.com and make sure you like them on Facebook. Follow them on Twitter at Boathouse Belmar, on Instagram as well. Your official St. Patrick's Day Parade headquarters coming up for the big day down in Belmar on Sunday. Monmouth will wrap up their regular season on Sunday here against Siena, looking to secure I'll say 2, 3, or 4, because I don't know what to say anymore when we talk about the seeds with so much basketball left still to be played.
And statistically in this game, pretty even, and pretty even on the scoreboard. Monmouth up 21-20, but both teams shooting 8 of 25 from the floor for 32%, and the rest of the numbers are pretty even as well. And it's two very good basketball teams. I've been very impressed with the way Ryder plays defense. A lot of contested shots for the Monmouth Hawks so far early on.
These teams among the leaders defensively. Monmouth number one in field goal percentage against. Ryder number five. And in the top half of the league in points against during the course of the season. Bronc basketball with 3.5 minutes to go. Okie Raffer getting a high screen from Lundy. Valentine, right corner. Fortunat off of a double. Okie Raffer will give it back to Valentine, right side. Around the perimeter, Taylor open from three. He won't take it, however. Get back to Okie Raffer with 8 on the shot clock. Taylor, recognizing, will drive. Get hit by Nicholas on the way up. Brady was there as well. Referee will have his choice of two Monmouth players to call that last foul on. The result will be 2 free throws coming for Jimmy Taylor. They'll give it to Nicholas, who'll get whistled for his second. And all of a sudden, the team's ninth.
At the line number 3, Jimmy Taylor.
I don't necessarily like that foul by Nicholas. I understand that he's contesting the shot there, but Jimmy Taylor's going into Chris Brady, who's stepping up to help. Brady's standing about 6'10", 6'11". I'd take that matchup. Instead, Nicholas bails him out a little bit, committing the foul.
Especially with the shot clock winding down, as Taylor makes 1 out of 2. He's got 3 points. Colin Stewart quickly back the other way. He's hit on his way up at the left block and will go to the free throw line for 2 shots. Good recognition there by Monmouth, beating Ryder down the court.
And those are the plays that kind of drive coaches nuts, as you get a quick outlet, an advanced pass, one dribble from Colin Stewart, and now he's going to the foul line.
Stewart's first. Back iron no good. He doesn't miss often from the free throw line. 21-21 is the score. I'm looking at the TV scoreboard. It says Monmouth 21, Ryder 20. That's incorrect. It is 21-21 with the second one from Colin Stewart coming. That one is good to make it 22-21.
Something else, too. Ryder has turned the ball over only 3 times. Monmouth only 4. So pretty well played first half. Nobody really shooting the ball that well, but taking care of it at least.
Okie Raffer thought about a long three. Monmouth has switched here, 2-3 zone. Okie Raffer stepping in the zone. Again, looking for the shot. Taylor ball fake left, comes right. Pulls back out with 12 on the shot clock. Valentine will feed for Lundy. Step back jumper from the foul line is no good. Stewart climbs the ladder, grabs the rebound for Monmouth. Looking quickly up court. Tried to get it to DeLeo. Bouncing through a bunch of burgundy jerseys. The ball was kicked. It'll be Monmouth basketball with 31 on the shot clock.
Well, that's one where I think Colin Stewart's actually better off throwing the lob pass to Max DeLeo, who can sky, and he can go up and get it. You know, something that I thought Ryder did very well in their game against Niagara. When Niagara went zone to that 2-3, Ryder did a great job, especially in the first half, of hitting the middle of the zone, the high post, and then getting shots from there.
Austin Tillman will come in. Justin Robinson will get a seat in the late stages here of the first half. Round the perimeter, DeLeo open from three. Left side bomb, halfway down, no good. Brady kept it alive, but it will fall into the hands of Oki Raffer. Right side perimeter pass for Valentine. Coming up on two to go in the first half. Mama 22, Ryder 21. Valentine, stutter move against Stewart. Kicks out to Lundy. Ball fake, drive. High arcing shot with the right hand up over the top of Brady. Gives Ryder a 23-22 advantage.
And Lundy showing off his versatility. Knocked the three down earlier on in the game. That time putting his head down, getting to the rim.
DeLeo left side. Nicholas will work it off on the right perimeter now for Austin Tillman. Stewart, top of the key. Check by Lundy. Monmouth will show some patience here. 15 on the shot clock. Brady went to go set the screen. Stewart goes away from it. Skip pass to Leo. Stewart, he'll drive. Step in from the foul line. Jumper was blocked away by Lundy. Loose ball picked up by Valentine. Ryder trying to get it up court in a hurry. Stutter move by Valentine against DeLeo. Inside feed, Fortunat. Little one and done pass for Valentine, who couldn't hang on to it. Nicholas picks up the loose ball. Monmouth going back in transition. Brady down on the right block. Looking for the open man was Colin Stewart. Ball fake, cut off baseline. DeLeo open again, but didn't pull the trigger that time around. Austin Tillman will grab it with 55. 53 now in regulation. Down to 10 on the shot clock. DeLeo open from the right corner. Low pass, had trouble handing it. Brady off a double. Down to 5 on the shot clock. Brady had it taken away into the double team. Taylor looking to get up court in transition. Valentine has to save it from going out of bounds. Ugly play here from both teams. Oki Raffer will change that with a left corner jumper to put the Bronx up 25-22. Timeout taken by King Rice as Monmouth wants to make sure they get one good possession here to wind down the first half.
Matt, that was a phenomenal defensive possession by the Ryder Bronx. They got back on defense. They closed out. Monmouth didn't get any open looks. And when Brady caught the ball, they had guys helping, and they got the steal. I thought that was a wonderful defensive job by them. Not great in the offensive transition, but then Oki Raffer found himself a pull-up jump shot and knocked it down.
One more opportunity to see Monmouth at home as the regular season will wrap up on Sunday. Call 732-263-5735 or visit MonmouthHawks.com for ticket information and the last opportunity. Unless you're heading up to Albany. I would say on, let's see, Thursday if you wanted to see some early round basketball. Friday if you just wanted to kick around the upstate area.
That's right.
And Saturday if you want to make sure that you watch Monmouth play. And a bunch of options of where it sits right now. Shot clock has been turned off. Hawks basketball with 20 to go in the first half. Justin Robinson has come back in. Sets himself on the right side here. Stewart with it. Down to 10. Austin Tillman will give to Robinson. A 1-3-1 zone look here for Ryder. Robinson will pop through. Austin Tillman will let the three-pointer fly and hit. The freshman connects from downtown to tie the score at 25. Big way for Monmouth to head into the locker room. That's their fourth three-pointer of the night. Tillman's first, and boy, did Monmouth need that one as a little momentum boost.
Oh, what a big shot there from Austin Tillman. I was rooting for him to catch it and go extra pass to Andrew Nicholas in the left corner. Instead, Tillman lines it up and knocks it down. What a big shot from him.
Take a timeout here. When we come back, we'll talk things over with Josh Newman of the Asbury Park Press. Monmouth 25, Ryder 25. We're back right after this two-minute pause. You're listening to Monmouth University Basketball on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network.